How about that Meghan Markle, huh? Check out the Palace Intrigue podcast if you'd like a recap there. Over here, the late night shows talked about the Texas governor, Greg Abbott, getting rid of coronavirus restrictions. Sure, the pandemic's over. Do whatever, Seth Meyers said. After Texas governor Greg Abbott announced that he was lifting coronavirus restrictions, California governor Gavin Newsom tweeted, absolutely reckless, but I don't think that it helped that he tweeted that from the French Laundry. Corden said, businesses are now completely open, and even the mask mandate has been lifted, to which most Texans replied, what mask mandate? Good joke. Trevor Noah, corona's not over yet. I mean, Texas is still getting over 7,000 new cases a day, but their governor got vaccinated. Now he's like, get those clubs back open, and I'm going to get lit. Jimmy Fallon, you know, Governor DeSantis from Florida's like, oh, snap. Uh-oh, you're going to try and out-Florida Florida? Fallon, Texans were like, fix our electrical grid. And the governor's like, okay, no masks. Seth Meyers, I got to be honest, I'm surprised politicians that are so pro-cowboy hat find masks uncomfortable. Maybe it's my weak neck, but I'd rather wear 100 masks than one of those big old hats. Trevor said, I can even understand wanting to open businesses back up because of the economy, but people, lifting mask mandates, that makes no sense at all. No sense. Like, I'm sick of Corona too, but this is not the time to ease up on masking. We're so close to the end of the pandemic, we can see it. Why are these governors letting their guard down? I bet these are the same people who read Tortoise and the Hare, and they're like, what a great story about a rabbit who took a refreshing nap. Seth Meyers said, we're so close, we can't screw it up now. Come July 4th, you could be knocking back a cold one in your neighbor's yard while he flips burgers and drones on about how much better it is to cook without charcoal. You'll be seeing so much of your neighbors, you'll start praying for the next pandemic. We can get there, it's possible. We just have to spend the next few months not screwing up, which of course means some governors immediately started racing to screw it up. One public health expert suggested that Governor Abbott, quote, lost his mind. Seth tagged on, in fairness, maybe he didn't lose it. Maybe it just froze during the massive power failure that happened on his watch. From The Independent, Sarah Silverman has apologized to Paris Hilton for making hardcore jokes about her during the 2007 MTV Movie Awards. Further proof that nothing good comes from MTV having movie awards. They do things like give awards to Adam Sandler for being funny. So just don't have movie awards, MTV. Sarah hosted the 2007 awards. Paris Hilton was there. Sarah mocked her. On Sarah's podcast last week, Sarah said, I said some very hardcore jokes about Paris Hilton, and she was there. The crowd went bananas, and while I was thrilled at the success of my monologue, I remember spotting her in the audience and seeing that look on her face, and my heart sank. So here I am, 14 years later, telling you, Paris, that I'm really sorry. I was then, and I'm much more completely and with far more understanding, I think, now. I can't imagine what you were going through at that time. My understanding of humanity through the lens of my work as a comedian had not yet merged, and I'm sorry that I hurt you. Comedy is not evergreen. We can't change the past, so what's crucial is that we change with the times. Paris Hilton responded, saying, I could tell that Sarah really did mean what she said when she said that she was apologizing. From The Interrobang, Louis Anderson's in that Coming to America movie that we've talked about a lot. He says he's met plenty of people over the last three decades who know him primarily as Maurice from Coming to America. He's often recognized for the role, particularly by immigrants. He says drivers would often peek over their shoulder into the backseat of the car and go, hey, you're the fry guy. They were often people from other countries who told Louis that the movie is the reason they decided to move to America. He'd go, why? And they'd say, you're the fry guy coming to America. I came here because of that movie. Yeah, man, that's cool. That introduced me to a whole culture of people that would not necessarily have known me, and I've always felt very connected to that. He's in the new movie, and he said there were 100 people in that scene, and Eddie and I just sat and talked, and me and Arsenio sat and talked, and we all just sat, and it was really nice. Eddie and I talked about stand-up, and his goal was to do Dolomite, Coming to America, and then go out on a big tour, so I grilled him about the stand-up because I wanted to know. I told him he could open for me anytime, and I had fun with it. He's a lovely human being. He's full of compliments about Leslie Jones and Jermaine Fowler. He says Jermaine Fowler is already a movie star. This is my full circle. Eddie's full circle. Arsenio's full circle. Eddie gave me my costume to take. He goes, that looks good on you. Why don't you take it? But they came for it. They tracked me down. They go, where's your costume? And I said, Eddie gave it to me. Well, you can have it. He's looking forward to seeing Eddie's next move. Listen to this. This gets me excited. Louis Anderson says, I've heard some of Eddie Murphy's new material and it's out of this world. Boy, if Eddie Murphy returns to stand up, that's just going to be huge. Talked about it last week. It will be the Beatles reunion. Jermaine Fowler talked about Tracy Morgan being on set, saying Tracy would bring a big-ass boombox to the set and, you know, rock out to music that only he wanted to listen to. He'd play a dope Wu-Tang song and he'd cut it off in the beginning. I'm like, what are you doing, man? Today's Daily Comedy News is brought to you by the Palace Intrigue Podcast. Did you see Meghan Markle? Ooh, boy. I'm faking this sentence here because I recorded this prior to watching Meghan Markle. But boy, Meghan Markle last night, holy crap, did you see that? Well, over at Palace Intrigue, that's a podcast about the royal family, 5 minutes a day about the royals. So it's like this minus comedy plus Meghan Markle. Your host, Mark Francis, tells you what the queen and the gang are up to. It's a lot of fun because they're always fighting over just ridiculous things. Harry's such a character. Meanwhile, you got the whole dynamic with William and Kate can do no wrong. Meghan can do no right. It is like season 17 of The Crown. If you want a nice light recap every morning, it's called Palace Intrigue, wherever you get your podcasts. All right, it's Monday, so it is time to reveal the winner of last week's Top Dog. Defending champion John Mulaney was taking on Bert Kreischer, and the winner is John Mulaney. John Mulaney, now two-time defending champion, so we got to up the bar here. We got to make it a little harder on you, John Mulaney. So here's what y'all are going to do. You're going to go to Instagram, at Daily Comedy News, and you're going to find this week's Top Dog post, where you will find a picture of John Mulaney and a picture of his new challenger. This week's matchup, two-time defending champion John Mulaney takes on Ricky Gervais. Tough matchup. Brits, you got to represent Ricky Gervais. John Mulaney, Instagram at Daily Comedy News. Nate Bargatze's got a new special this week on Netflix. It's called The Greatest Average American. Netflix sucks all the energy out of the room with this description. The Greatest Average American is about being part of the Oregon Trail generation, meeting Nate's wife while working at Applebee's, and the hilariously relatable moments of being a father and husband. Who wrote that? There's nothing fun about that, guys. In the trailer, Nate talks about buying two reversible jackets because he didn't know they were reversible, helping his kids with their homework, and how Rescue 911 changed the way he slept for the rest of his life. I like his comedy a lot. The Greatest Average American, Netflix, March 18th. Kevin Hart, yeah, he's always working. Well, he went on Instagram to reveal his new project. Yo, if you liked George Lopez beer, how about Kevin Hart tequila? Yeah. He reveals this is a project he's had in the works for 3 years now. On his Instagram, he wrote, I love it when the plan comes together. 3 years of developing. I'm almost there. I can taste it, literally. It's all about the quality for me. It's about the word premium and what that word truly means. Stay tuned, people. Hashtag tequila coming soon. Hashtag today was a great day. Hashtag hustle hearts. Whatever, man. Hey, from the laugh button, how about a talk show hosted by Dr. Zaius from Planet of the Apes? I'm in. The laugh button says Dana Gould is what you would call a diehard fan of Planet of the Apes films. He has adopted the Dr. Zaius makeup many times over the years for various events, has even written a comic book based on the film series, and now he's back as Dr. Zaius on a new web show. That show's called Hangin' with Dr. Z, and it definitely gives off Space Ghost vibes. I checked out some clips. I agree. He does a brief monologue, banters with the band, and has some guests on. The first three guests, Steven Weber, Bobcat Goldthwait, and Tim Meadows. Pretty good. Can you hear my voice cracking? I recorded my show for Live by Live called The Weekly Comedy Thing. You should check that out. And I did Sunday's podcast right before this one. I gotta have some iced coffee here. I'll drop in a plug as my voice cracks, so I'm going to take a sip. If you want to support the show and make sure my voice doesn't crack, buymeacoffee.com/dailycomedynews. Where were we? Steven Weber, Bobcat Goldthwait, and Tim Meadows are the guests. Hanging with Dr. Z. That sounds awesome. And since my voice is shot, that's your comedy news for today. I'll tell you about Fozzie Bear tomorrow or on the weekend or something. You can wait. Yeah, Fozzie Bear story. I'm holding out on you. If you want to know, you got to follow the show on Spotify or subscribe on Apple Podcasts. One of these days, I'll be like, hey, the National Comedy Center. And then I'll tell you the rest of it. But until then, you're going to be like, damn, what's up with Fozzie Bear? Why didn't he tell us? See you tomorrow.